Good morning, we're continuing with Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chabtes, Siman Aleph, where the Chayalim gave two examples of Kareya. One is Kareya Al Mesa, one is Kareya for the mitzvah of a person has a chiyuv Kareya, the mitzvah to tear upon the death of one of the close relatives. And one is a case where a person was Kareya, Bechamosa, a person is tearing something in their anger. He says that both of these cases are only going to be chayiv, according to the opinion which says, is chayiv. And the Rambam passes like that, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Malacha Shein Shrikh L'Gupa is chayiv. However, if you pass on like Rabbi Shimon, the Malacha Shein Shrikh L'Gupa is potter, so these cases would not be chayiv. So the Chayim points it out in his parentheses. It says, "Cause of zelashitas Rambam, the melachah in shikul guf is chayiv. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, in shikul guf is chayiv. Can cause of Rambam beferish? The Rambam says that explicitly, but also lishitosoy. But the poskim Rabbi Shimon, according to those who pass like Rabbi Shimon, that melachah in shikul guf is potter. This case will be potter. The Rabbi melachah in shikul guf, v'ainu chayiv b'kareya ella kishuk b'kareya almanatz litvur. The only case of, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Korea is going to be chayiv, if it's one of the lamas that's malachas, if it's malachas in a shrikh l'gufa, you do it in order to benefit something else. So that's going to be any shrikh l'gufa. So that's incorrect. The case in which one would be chayiv is Korea manas litvur. So let's just clarify the thought process of the chayotim, and then we'll point out that the Mishabur disagrees with this thought process. So, a person is being korei al meisoy. There's a machlokas rishonim if that's considered tzricha l'gufa or not. Tosfos says it's called tzricha l'gufa because one must tear. So he's doing exactly what he needs to do. That is the benefit. And the other rishonim say the benefit is that you tear the beged from the beged's perspective. There is no benefit at all. The korea itself was destructive. But a person has a mitzvah to do so. So a person is a kind of mitzvah. So that's like doing an action over here which is negative or for itself is not necessary. And it benefits elsewhere. So that's Malacha Shein Shrikh L'Gufa. That's what Malacha Shein Shrikh L'Gufa means. That the action which we're doing here is not for here, it's for elsewhere. So this is Malacha Shein Shrikh L'Gufa. So what would the case be with Shrikh L'Gufa? So when a person tears a beged amanas litvur, so what's the scenario? A person made stitching and the stitching was not good. So a person takes out the stitches, thereby allowing one to restitch it in a better fashion. So the act of kriya, which one is doing, is to benefit this item itself. You're doing the kriya and the beged, and you're benefiting the beged. So that would be malachat tzricha l'gufa. That's the case where Shimon says it's called tzricha l'gufa. The malach that you're doing, it's impossible to fix the beggar without first tearing it. So this is necessary for this garment to go through a process of kariya, and then afterwards to go through tefira to restitch it better. So that case is going to be chayiv according to Rabbi Shimon. But a scenario where a person is benefiting, doing an action here to benefit elsewhere, that's not called that shrikha l'gufa. That's the thought process of the chayotim. So a person's korea abechamosoi, a person's korea mesoi, it's a malachah shein shrikha l'gufa. However, Tosfos says that korea abechamosoi, I agree with you, is in shrikha l'gufa. Because there's no purpose at all really in destroying this item. One is not supposed to do so. But korea al mesoi, the mitzvah to do the destructive act of korea, like we said in the previous year, is exactly what one wants to do. So that's the need now. So even though it's not benefiting the garment, it's the act of kareya is beneficial. That the kareya is needed to be done in this so it's called shrikha l'gufa. Rashi disagrees. He said that's not. But let's say a person has papers which are glued together, and the person takes them apart because he needs that should be for the next usage. He's going to use this paper. It has to be thinner. So in that situation, the kriya is making the paper more usable. So it's shrikha l'gufa. the career is being done in the paper to make the paper more useful. So that's a tikkun. And that's a tikkun which is also the malacha hatzricha legufa. So the Mishaber points this out and says that the point of the Chayyarim says that it's impossible to have malacha hatzricha legufa unless one is kriyam anaslit for, which is then what the Chayyarim says at the end of the parentheses. According to the opinions of Yipasim like Rav Shimon, the only case which is going to be chayyav is kriyam anaslit for. He said that's not true. Kriyam anaslit for would also be considered malacha hatzricha legufa. Have a good day.